Colleen Delaney. I am working as Mark Jones' campaign treasurer for this race. If you have any questions or you want to make a donation tonight, please grab me before you leave. We cannot thank you all enough for coming out tonight to support Mark Jones as he officially kicks off his campaign right here, right now. I could go on and on and on about Mark's credentials, his experience, but I'm not. We're just going to say, let's suffice it to say that Mark Jones is ready to represent the folks of House District 40, and that includes many of you. This is a man who is about representing, listening, and doing the right thing. Allow me now to introduce Mark Jones, candidate for State Representative, House District 40.
Wow. Well, thank you, Colleen. First off, I want to thank everybody that came out tonight from the bottom of my heart. It's very humbling. I want to thank my wife and kids for putting up with this political craziness they're sitting over here. And my campaign team made me promise not to thank them tonight, but I am going to thank Colleen and Hope, my wife, and some others who have helped us organize a campaign. And we are organized and ready to go to battle. And I'm not going to give a long political speech. Maybe I am. I do want to tell you folks here tonight a little bit about me, who I am, where I came from, and why I'm running. Because that seems to be a big question in Wyoming media right now. So I'm a 54-year-old father of two, got two small kids sitting right over here. And I really feel like that their future's in jeopardy. And I think for most of my adult life, I thought I was pretty politically savvy. I paid attention, I gave a little money, I voted. And I had a life-changing experience in 2008. And I think everybody probably knows what happened in 2008. Barack Obama got elected to president of the United States. And I remember having a real life-changing experience right then. I knew we were in trouble. And because I had followed politics enough to know what it meant when he was elected. And for whatever you say about that man, he did tell you the truth. He said, I'm going to fundamentally transform America. So I got my hind end off the couch, and I started getting involved in politics that year. And for over a decade, I was just a volunteer. I was behind the scenes, was trying to, and I felt then the same way I feel now. Part of the battle for the soul of this country is inside of the Republican Party. Okay? The Democratic Party is completely lost. There are no more conservative Democrats anymore, and it's controlled by the socialist wing of the party. But the battle for the soul of America is inside the Republican Party. So when Obama got elected, I realized that, and I started volunteering, and I started doing things. And I was a government employee. I mean, I'm a certified wildlife biologist. I retired from the government. I was a government employee that was moonlighting as a GOP activist. I almost got fired many times. Many times. Okay? I made it to retirement. Doing volunteer stuff in the Republican Party. Learned a lot. Helped get some good legislation passed. Helped get some good people elected. And I said, well, you know what? I'm going to retire. I'm going to go to Wyoming. And I'm going to hunt and fish all the time. That's what I was going to do. And God had another plan. I don't like that thing going off out there. But when Craig goes to the car, I bet. So, but I had lived in Wyoming as a young man, and I often wish I'd stayed. I lived in encampment in southern Wyoming. I wish I'd stayed when I was young, but I didn't. I came back to hunt, and I came back to fish, and I always said, if I make it to retirement, I'm going to Wyoming. So we picked up, and we moved out here 3 years ago. Uh, I, I was offered a job with Gun Owners of America. You know, I'm a certified wildlife biologist. I had 28 years of experience as certified. And that, I won't go into all that. That means you actually know something to get certified. I had all these credentials. GOA said, come run our national hunting program. I said, I'll run your national hunting program, but I'm going to Wyoming. And they said, okay, we don't care where you live. So I came out here and I thought, you know what? I'm going to hunt, I'm going to fish, and I'm going to enjoy things. And then I got involved with Wyoming legislature, and I got to know a lot of great people, a lot of great conservative legislators. And I began to realize that the Wyoming legislature was as purple as the legislature that I had lived under when I was in North Carolina, which I wasn't born there. I was born in Virginia. And I'm going to speak a little bit about where people come from in a minute because the media seems to be obsessed with that. I was born in Virginia, the same place George Washington was born. I worked a long time in North Carolina at a purple legislature. And I come out here and I got 92% of our legislature was Republican. But it was as purple as the legislature in North Carolina. It was mind-boggling. And I got to know a lot of really good, strong conservatives in the House and Senate. Some of them are here tonight, and I want to thank them for coming out. And there's others that are down there fighting in Cheyenne for our rights and our liberties and our freedoms and our economic freedom. But I realized they were outnumbered. And I was searching. I'm like, we got to find somebody to run here. We got to find somebody to run there. And through my job with GOA, we were able to be involved in the 2022 primaries. And there was ground made. There was successes were made. But the majority of that House and even in some ways the Senate is still controlled by left-leaning people. And it was like God kept tugging at me saying, why not you, Mark? Why not you? You're always looking for somebody else to step up. Why not you? Why not you? And that's what made me finally decide that it was time for me to throw my hat in the ring. And it's very apparent to me that my children may not experience the same freedoms and liberties that I did when I was growing up. You know, I grew up in cattle country, 300 miles from Washington in far southwestern Virginia. I grew up running around in fields with a bow and arrow shooting hay bales. I mean, I'm old enough to remember the Jimmy Carter gas lines. I'm old enough to remember when Reagan was elected president and there was this sense of hope in this country. And I know that I see a lot of heads nodding in the room. You can remember that time period in our history. And I'm old enough to remember when there were Democrats that loved America, right?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. But I'm also old enough to remember when our biggest threat was a foreign country. Our biggest threat was the Soviet Union. Remember that? And frankly, folks, the left has infiltrated so many institutions in this country. The education establishment, healthcare establishment, the administrative state, branches of government. The Democrat Party is completely controlled by the left, and they've infiltrated the Republican Party. Frankly, that's where we're at in this country. And that's why I'm running. I believe in basic rights and liberties, God-given rights and liberties. I believe that you ought to have the right to raise your children the way you want to, and you ought to let me raise mine how I want to. Hey, government shouldn't be telling me. I believe in the right, in your God-given right to keep and bear arms. I believe in your right to health care autonomy. If you want to take the shot, take the shot. If you don't want to take the shot, don't take it. The government shouldn't be telling anybody what to do. I believe you ought to be able to keep more of your money, okay? This property tax thing in this state has been completely out of control, and the legislation that passed down there, if it's signed by the governor or allowed to become law, it doesn't fully address the issues with our property taxes. Property tax relief would be lowering your base rate from where it was the last day of 2023 to lower levels, right? Not stopping future rates of increase. So, you know, those are the things I believe that we couldn't pass a law down there in the last session to stop illegal aliens from getting driver's licenses. And I'm gonna try not to make this about my opponent, but my opponent voted against that. And you can look it up for yourself. Okay, so we had four bills down there to stop foreign nations like China from buying Wyoming land and they couldn't pass. So those are the kind of things I'm going to fight for. I'm not going to promise anybody any special favors. I'm not going to promise you money for your school district or whatever. I want to promise to stand on freedom and liberty, constitutionally conservative values, your right to worship the way you want to worship, my right to worship the way I want to. I'm going to fight for your ability to keep more of your money if I'm elected. And I'm going to get out and I'm going to work and I'm going to talk to the public. I am so thankful for the support of everybody that came tonight. If you're still trying to make your mind up, you know, do your research, come talk to me. I want to point out too that we've got we've got a lot of information already available, and a lot of this is thanks to my campaign team who's really been working hard. But you can go to markjonesforwyoming.com and you can see our website, and there's three or four sections on there, and there's one section where I list 10 major issues and my positions on them, from the Second Amendment to parental rights to property rights to taxes. 10 major issues that I picked out are already on that website, so check that out. And if you're a supporter, I would encourage you to please follow us on social media. The way this stuff works, I'm going to be honest with you, it's an information battle. My opponent will probably have more money than me, and I've got to use every tool in the toolbox. And things matter, things like Facebook likes, sharing things, sharing information, because we're in an information battle. If everybody in House District 40 understands the way the current representative has voted, and they understand what I have stood for my whole adult life, I will win. It's that simple. Because he does not represent the values of House District 40.
Here, here.
So I'm not going to give a long speech. I'll tell you what, I'll take a few quick questions if my campaign team will let me. And then, but I do want to encourage everybody to follow us on social media, share it, share my website. My beliefs are on there. And I was going to say one more thing. I almost forgot. Cowboy State Daily did an article last week about my candidacy. And they actually, for a liberally owned newspaper, they did okay. And for those that don't know, Cowboy State Daily is owned by a California billionaire who gives money to Democrats. So anytime you get good media coverage from Cowboy State Daily, you kind of do the happy dance, right? And Leo did me okay. He really pointed out that I wasn't from here four or five times.
Six
times. Thank you. And I thought, and then I thought my opponent or prospective opponent's comments were very telling when he made comments about those people and some other things in the article. I thought he chose some very poor words in a friendly liberal media outlet. If you haven't read it, go read it. And my point is this. I don't care if you're from California and you came here to escape blue state socialism, or if you're a fourth generation Wyoming rancher. I want to be a uniter with people who care about traditional conservative American values. I don't care where you're from.
Hey, Mark. I got to say something. You had me right up until about a couple of minutes ago when you were asking your campaign if you could answer a couple of questions.
In my defense, I have three women who are all smarter than me, and they keep me on a short leash.
No, you know what? I call those smart women.
They're smart women. No, I am joking. I am always happy to answer questions. Mike.
Mark, you're going to work. Tell them you're
going to
work like the third
month. Oh, yeah. This is my quote that Mike Pye stole from me. I'm going to work like the third month you're trying to get on Noah's Ark. I would be happy to take questions. Yes, sir, Ray.
Is our local rag, the Buffalo Boatmen here? Do they have any representation here?
No.
They were invited.
Why don't everybody write to them and ask them why they were not here?
Excellent, yes.
Great idea. And since Mr. Ray mentioned that, I would say to you folks just a couple things. Don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe everything you read. I've already heard the anti-cop narrative going around about me. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you the story right now. Our sheriff would not go on record about his Second Amendment beliefs 2 years ago. And Gun Owners of America endorsed Paul Kozisak. And he has never forgiven me. But I'm not anti-cop. Okay? So if you hear that narrative, you know where it's coming from. I get sick and tired, though, of that kind of divisive, dishonest discourse. And I'm not saying it's coming from him necessarily, but from some of his deputies. And there's a reason we didn't endorse it. But I was taking a step back from a lobbyist as GOA. I'm going to work nationally on our national hunting issues. GOA is letting me completely focus on Wyoming House District 40. And if I'm elected, my day job will be to deal with national hunting issues for GOA. Because I have to have a day job, right? It's a volunteer. It's a part-time legislature, even though they work full-time. And I've seen it. I've seen what they do when they're down there. So I'm going to be fully dedicated 100% to this job as a legislator to represent the people. And I'm going to represent you based on these values and things I've already talked about. I'm not going to change who I am for anybody. Any other questions? Mr. Jeff.
This might be kind of obvious, but where do you stand on red flag laws?
Yeah, that's the question that the sheriff wouldn't answer.
I might have been going there. I'm not sure.
So if you don't know what a red flag law, it's when your neighbor or somebody stranger can say you threaten them or you scare them, and they can file a report on you, and the cops can come take your firearms without due process, without an opportunity for you to defend yourself. I am vehemently opposed to those. I think they're the most unconstitutional. They violate the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, and the 14th Amendment. They violate four amendments of the U.S. Constitution.
Due process
is one of those. Also, your right to go in front of a grand jury. Also, your Second Amendment rights. So anyway, vehemently opposed to red flag laws. There was a bill that passed in this session that sits on the governor's desk that would give you an opportunity to sue in civil court if you're a red flag. I'm going to be honest with you, it's a very weak bill. I don't understand what the big deal about it is. Nobody will ever sue and win under that bill. However, I would have voted for it because it's a framework for future legislation to stop red flag laws. Now, we already have legislation that would help stop that. It's called the Second Amendment Protection Act, which I helped pass in 2022. That law already makes it a crime to infringe on somebody's constitutional rights. It's got the nation's strongest criminal penalty. GOA was key in helping pass that 2 years ago. So this state is moving in the right direction with some of the Second Amendment stuff. And I'll say this, the reason that happens in this state, and this is important, you may ask yourself, why can't we pass a law to keep illegal aliens from getting driver's licenses and stop China from buying land, but we can pass good gun legislation in Wyoming? And here's the reason. It's because the gun issue is easier to expose these politicians on, and because there's gun lobbies like GOA, NRA, and others holding them accountable. When the repeal of gun-free zones bill passed 2 weeks ago, 30% of the people that voted for that didn't want to. Yeah. They were afraid not to because we shine such a light on it. You can't do that with 200 issues in that legislature. That's why we can pass good gun legislation when we can't pass some of this other stuff. And I can show you the votes. I can show you who voted for it that didn't want to because their feet were being held to the fire. That bill was killed. The repeal of gun-free zones was killed in a Senate committee. We pulled it back on the floor the next morning by a 16-15 vote, by one vote. Okay, that's how narrow it was. But that's what's different about gun legislation in Wyoming and a lot of this other stuff. Anyway, that was a long answer. You got to be careful with your questions. Any more? Yes, sir.
More of a comment. I had a little discussion with our sheriff here a couple weeks ago on some stuff, and I wish you would have pushed a little harder to keep him out of there.
Yeah, and I don't want to pick a fight with the sheriff, but I don't want to tell the truth. We endorsed his opponent, so if you hear I'm anti-cop, that's where it's coming from. It's not coming from any reason. I will say this. I met with that sheriff multiple times in the last couple of years, and one of the representatives that was with me was just here. He might be gone now. But we went and took the time to go meet with him to try to address his concerns about some of this legislation. Sheriffs came from all over Wyoming to that meeting. So I have tried to work with law enforcement to figure out a way to let them do their job, but to let citizens' rights be protected. And I will stick to that. And if a deputy named Randy Brown wants to run around town running me down, I'll debate him on the public square, okay, about what's true and what's not true. Please set it up. You know, I'll debate Randy anytime. And I wasn't going to go there, but sometimes...